everyone, and welcome to Turn-Based Explicit Adventure. I'm Connor.
Seriously, how the fuck do you not know who I am?
Rob.
I mean, you should know by this point who I am too, whether you want to or not. It's Scott. I'm still Scott, sadly.
I go without saying.
Sadly?
Well, sometimes I want to be Max Power. Uh-huh. I worked with someone. Their name was great. I won't mention it on the podcast though, but it was a very quality name, I will say.
That's good. That's good. Very mysterious too.
Was it Dix McGee? So.
No. He said it was quality. Never mind. I see your point.
Excuse me.
I see your point, sir. I now understand. So we're the guys who talk into your ear or your car stereo once a week.
Welcome back.
Yep.
Shit.
We haven't been anywhere except for here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just your car stereo? I imagine someone has like the NAD T770 from Italian Job. Like the speaker's so loud they'll blow women's clothes off and that's what they're listening to us on. I'm sorry, I watched Italian Job last night. I still love that movie.
That's fine. That's a good movie. I don't believe anyone's doing that for us.
I don't even think that's a real stereo.
Also, if you're listening to us and you have a stereo so loud that it's blowing women's clothes off right now, why the fuck are you listening to us?
Yeah, like, what? You know, if it's my voice that's blowing her clothes off, I need to, you know, do better on my own. But
like you need to do that like in person with Lady here. Yeah,
let
me,
you know what? Email us at turnbasedexplicitadventure@gmail.com and let me know that happens so that I can do more to hone that skill.
You're also, very bassy in your voice. So that,
yeah, that could
help.
Be it.
True.
Like,
true.
Just panty droppers.
Also, that goes without saying for the unquestionable rule, picks or it didn't happen.
Yep. Picks or didn't happen.
That's a universal
internet
rule. Not
picks of you, jackass.
Yep. So picks or it didn't happen.
So
smiley face. Yeah, I did it.
Did it.
Selfie.
Don't do that. That's disseminating adult images over the internet. That could get us in legal trouble.
Please don't.
Hey. If she's okay with it, she can email me all she wants.
No, I was listening to a live album on my way up here. I think it's probably now my favorite, like little interlude in a live album. Basically, it's just like their first you can see the progression of bands in live album. Like as they're getting older, like they're more mature when they're doing their live album stuff. Like this one's just like, fuck it. Take off your clothes. Let's fucking see some tits. I'm just like,
oh,
great. You guys are really mature in this one. I love it. I'm going to listen to this.
Welcome to the show. So I'm going to tell you about a TV show this time. I'm going to try to go quicklier. Because I haven't watched this one in quite some time, and I didn't do enough wiki research to merit a long-winded explanation of the
show. I'm excited. I would also like to point out, while you do that, I'm going to get drunk.
Yeah, you can do that. That's fine. I grant that permission to you. King of the Castle. So it's an anime.
All right.
Outlaw Star is Treasure Hunt in space. Treasure Island in space.
That's Treasure Planet, which is a great movie.
Outlaw Star is Treasure Island in space.
Is there any punctuation, like a comma, semicolon, or just colon even?
No.
Just Outlaw Star.
Outlaw Star.
So two things. One, I've never watched Outlaw Star.
Holy
I know I should.
Shit. Coincidentally, neither have I.
Rob, you were an assumption. Scott, I thought better of you. I thought you watched Toonami younger.
I did watch Toonami when I was younger.
So did I.
How did you guys miss Outlaw Star then? Okay, whatever.
Click. Well, usually it was like Yu Yu Hakusho. Mm-hmm. Sailor Moon was occasionally on there.
Yep. Yeah, that was great. For a long time it was on there.
Sailor Moon.
Dragon Ball Z. Yep. Then Naruto came on when I was like a camp counselor a little bit.
Yep.
I was just like, all right, cool. But I just never watched it. Two, does it have any sweet Rob Thomas soundtrack like Treasure Planet, which is one of my favorite movies?
It does not. No, I'm sorry.
Treasure Planet's great.
See,
underrated.
I was thinking it was either this one. It wasn't going to be Treasure Planet. It was going to be, what's the other one that's super similar? Titan A.E. It was going to be that one.
Yeah, yep. No, I've seen that.
Matt Damon. Voice of Matt Damon.
Matt
in
Damon.
There. Yep. And a Power Man 5000 song called When Worlds Collide. Why do I remember that?
Yeah,
don't know.
That
don't
was
know.
Real shitty.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I mean, Titan A.E. wasn't really that great either, but, you know.
It was fun.
It was fun.
It was enjoyable.
Don't get me wrong. Like, it was an interesting...
Was that, like, CGI? I remember it.
No, it was
a weird
animation.
Art style.
It was like an American animation movie.
It was, like, 2D with some things being 3D. It was... fucking weird.
I was gonna say, like, Advent Children bullshit.
Not quite there yet, no. So, back to Outlaw Star. Outlaw Star is a television show about, like I said, it's basically Treasure Island in space.
Space!
Your main character's name is Gene Starwind, because, you know, it's an anime. Names.
Is that his real name?
His real name is Eugene Starwind, yes.
No, like, that's his American name, or is that his original Japanese name?
I don't know his original Japanese name, but that is definitely his American
name.
Like,
he could be Eugene Starwind in, like, America, and be like, Takashi Roboto in...
Takashi Starwind in Japanese.
Hi.
Gene is followed along by his fun, witty best friend. This is where the Treasure Island stuff starts to hit home. His name is Jim Hawking. James Hawking. Who is literally the fucking kid in Treasure Island. So, anyway. They are kind of a, scrupulous bunch. They're, I wouldn't say necessarily thieves, but they're kind of, you know, like, more or less, they're looking for the quick buck. They're looking to make that money. Kinda, yeah. They don't have a ship.
To misbehave.
They don't have a ship at the beginning of the show. They're just kind of in their car. They're working on a planet. I forget what the planet is because it's not like Earth, Mars.
Is it Planet England?
No. It's just a planet.
Cause that would be, for your Treasure Island analogy, it would be something Englishy.
Basically, yeah. But then a one-eyed pirate shows up.
Billy Bones.
Yep. Or Hilda in this thing. And she says, you need to come with me.
Hilda?
Yep. You need to come with me. There's a couple things that we have to get, and I need some bodyguards. And she hires them to do so.
Have you seen The Hateful
Eight
yet? It's
not 100% Treasure Island, but it's close enough.
Have you seen The Hateful Eight yet?
Not yet, no.
Yes. Have you seen The Hateful Eight?
Yeah.
Hilda?
Yes.
So, Hilda then is taking them to a different planet or a different part of the planet, and they like open up this chest, and inside this briefcase chest kind of thing, there's a girl.
It's a girl?
It's a girl. Frozen, naked.
Hilda?
You know, like
Japan in the 90s.
You got it, Japan in the 90s. They loved girls who were kind of naked. Yeah, you got it. Sleeping Beauty in a box.
Boxing Beauty.
Wake up.
They
click a button to wake her up. And she's like, oh, what the fuck's going on? My name is Melfina.
Well, wait a minute.
Hilda and Melfina.
Melfina.
Now, while they were going to get this Melfina from the box, they were chased by some weird, they kind of look like triad guys, or maybe some Ronin, but they were doing like magic spells at them. And you're like, the fuck's going on right here? This is weird. Some magic spells going on, and there's weird like masked ninja people.
I said what the fuck's going on a long time ago.
Seriously.
This is clear.
Like baseline for me. We haven't even gotten to speed grapher levels of weirdness.
It's really fun. Really fun.
I can't tell you why Dragon Ball Z like made sense in my brain, but everything else has never made sense.
Seriously, you watch this. It makes a lot of sense. To some people. So Hilda then is like, okay, cool. We got Melfina. We got to go. And they're like, the fuck? We gotta go. All right, fine. So they go to a different part of the planet where they're gonna get like a quick ride off to this moon or asteroid that's nearby. And while they're, you know, kind of there, Gene and Hilda bump the uglies.
Oh.
And Jim and Melfina are in the same room, and Jim's like, I just want to hang out with Gene. And Melfina's like, I literally woke up and I am a child. What the fuck's going on? She's not a child. She looks like she's like 18, 19, but she has the brain of a child. You know, one of those things where she's been in that box for so goddamn
Japan.
Long.
That's the beginning of a movie.
You got it. You got it. This is a Japanese anime. That's for sure. So, and this asteroid moon thing, whatever, Hilda brings them to the spaceship called the just a spaceship out there. It's got like a special fancy, like, this is the PX-989 prototype. I forget exactly what it is, but Gene's like, let's call the Outlaw Star!
The Echo Papa 607.
Let's call the Outlaw Star! Oh. And they're like, yeah, it's a great idea. Before that happens though, no. Hilda gets them out of there, but then somehow she sacrifices herself to save them and she dies. Her name keeps getting brought up.
She got
to
bump uglies before that.
Yeah, right? And he's like, but no, wait. We just had sex. And she's like, bye.
But I'm dead now. Fuck me again. Gross.
So
yeah, this is going to be a running trend, isn't it?
They then go back to the planet, and Melfina is like, listen, I don't know what the fuck's going on. And Gene's like, listen, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I have a spaceship now, so I'm going to go help people out with that.
I got a big old spaceship dick.
Now, the spaceships in Outlaw Star have a very unique thing.
Are they shaped like dicks?
They are called grappler ships.
Are they dildonic?
Do you want to know why they're called grappler ships?
Because
it's not because of their dildo shape.
Mm.
They are relatively shaped kind of like cylindrical.
Clitoritonic?
No, they're grappler ships because they have arms. You click a button and the lead pilot just arms.
One more time with that sound.
And they fight.
Can you make Thank you.
And they fight, and they box, and they punch, and sometimes they have a gun in their hand, and sometimes they have a knife in their hand.
I'm gonna go back
and they stab the other ship,
now.
And they shoot the other ship, and it's...
You brought a knife to a gunfight!
Literally. You brought a knife to a spaceship fight! Boop!
Space gun.
So the Outlaw Star is the best.
It's
the best.
It's the best.
Out there, there are some other guys out there who are less best, but they wanna be the best.
They're called
the McDougal Brothers.
Worst. The McDougal Worst.
The McDougal Brothers, yes. Now, along the way, Gene, Jim, and Melfina make a few friends. They make friends with Suzuka, who is a assassin for, like, basically some person, whatever. And she can't kill Gene, so she, like, follows Gene because he was a very, like, he taught her something or something. I forget exactly.
Humility, the weight of a life, some, like, Japanese thing that would usually happen in an anime.
She's like a samurai assassin, and he's like, no, you can't attack me. And she's like, but I can. And he's like, blah, blah, blah. And they teach her to love. I don't know.
They teach her to love.
There's also some cat girl. Her name is Aisha Clan Clan. She's a cat girl. There's a whole race of cat people in this universe.
Oh, cat people.
Yep, they're cat people. I will find an image after this shortly. So the cat people, Aisha is like, she's trying to find them to find this thing she calls the Galactic Ley Line. And you're like, the fuck's that? Whatever.
One sec. I think our 21st president, Richard Taft, is trying to say something to us.
No, he's trying not to say something to us. That's why his beard and his hand are over his mouth right now.
No, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad. So.
Howard Taft. What was Taft's first name?
They get into some hijinks. There's a mind control cactus.
Hilda.
Who controls people and makes them buy ice cream. Weird. There's a race that the Outlaw Star enters. Different thing. We're talking about different stuff.
Different kind of race.
A race, yes. I'm gonna beat you from here to here race.
Right.
And the McDougal brothers enter, and Gene enters in the Outlaw Star, and they duke it out, and the Outlaw Star, like, wins or gets second or something like that. Spaceships punching you. They win, like, you know, Best Spirit Award. And the person who funded their trip was like, great job!
Did they get a participation award?
Kinda.
Oh.
There's also an episode where Aisha is, like, a pro wrestler. And then, like, Gene has to dress up like a girl to enter, like, the girl pro wrestling league. Bad. It's weird. Anyway.
Kid keeps talking
up. It then boils down to the quest for this thing called the Galactic Ley Line, which is more or less the Treasure Island. You get there, you make it through the maze, there's a thing that says, what do you want? And you say a wish, and it happens, and you're great. And there's this guy who's running this group of pirates, his name is
Captain
Hazanko. Now, Melfina turns out to be the key to this Galactic Ley Line thing or something like that. So they show up, and Hazanko and Gene get into there at the exact same time, and they both get their wishes granted. And Hazanko's wish was, like, be the best there ever was. And then the Pokemon theme starts playing behind him.
Ba-da-ba!
And then Gene's like, Pokemon. But I just want to, like be friends with that girl, Melfina, who I'm sweet on now because Hilda's dead as shit. And the Galactic Ley Line's like, really? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, all right, cool. Power of love overcomes all. And they fight, and they win. But it ends, it's one of those 24 episoders, so it's kind of quick, you know, it's a lot of fun hijinks in the middle, and then, like, a couple serious episodes here and there, like, 7 serious episodes for the rest of it, whatever. The race is, like, a 2 or 3 part series, where it's, like, 1 part, how do they get financed? 2, the start of the race. 3, the end of the race. Stupid. It's a great show, though. I recommend you watch it. It is on, I believe, Hulu? I do not think it is on Netflix currently. But, check it out. It's a good... and fun ass time.
I didn't know that on the ass scale there was combinations allowed.
Good slash fun ass time?
I'm not saying I disagree. I didn't know that there was
there could be
combinations.
Who knows?
I like it.
You know.
It's good to know.
Life has its mysteries, and so does the ass scale. The ass time scale. We're currently watching the Patriots play. Because it's Monday Night Football. And Scott, what the fuck did you do last week?
I got really angry at Final Fantasy for a little bit.
Did you get to this thing, the episode 13 that I'm hearing so much
about? Oh boy, did I.
Okay.
I also beat the game, but... Okay. God!
This is going to be hard for you to do, but can you, without spoiling, tell us why?
Yes.
It's so frustrating.
That's why it's hard. Because you can't spoil it. Yeah.
Yeah, without spoiling it. Like,
I can see you going through your head right now. How do I do that?
Let me see if I can do it this way. Does something happen in the story that you think is absolute fucking horseshit?
Story / gameplay.
Okay. Do you... Is it game-changing for no fucking reason?
It alters the game for at least, let's say, 2-3 hours of your life.
Is that alteration mind-numbingly irritating?
Yes.
Okay. All right. If it's all right with you, sorry to interrupt, I'm going to quickly show you some images of Outlaw Star, if that is A-okay with everybody.
I mean, sure.
If it involves boobies, I mean, you said bump and ugly. I mean,
so first off, here's the spaceship that has arms.
Arms. Space arms.
It's cylindrically shaped, so it kind of looks like a dildo.
Like a dildo.
But it has arms.
Like a dildo. That's more of a machete than anything else.
One has an axe in it, and the other one does not. So let me see. Okay, so here's a shot of the group. Gene's in the middle. And then you got little Jim Hawken next to him, and to the left of him is Aisha Clan, the cat girl.
You should post these when you post the episode tomorrow.
I probably will, yeah. Melfina's on the right, and then Suzuka is next to
him. Which one's Hilda?
Hilda's dead, but let me see. Oh, wait, I saw Hilda a second ago. Hang on. That's Hilda right there. You can't see the eye patch because it's under her hair.
That is an ugly lady.
So Gene has the red hair. Gene has the red hair. Jim's the little kid in the blonde. Okay. Melfina's in the back with the black hair. Okay. And she's in the front with the kind of weird-ass blue-black hair.
I just want to point out for everybody at home that there is a picture of four people on the screen. And Connor goes, she's that one.
There's one who's definitely in the foreground. I also
But here's the other thing you said was funny to me. You said she's the one with the eye patch, but you can't see it.
Yeah, because her hair is obscuring it. All right, whatever. Scott, please tell us about the fucking shit.
So, Final Fantasy, no end game content, really. It's more just go back and do things you haven't done quite yet.
I don't mind that so much. I mean, I understand, like...
I like a good, like, post-log, like, end game content thing where I get to do a little bit more after it. I want to feel like I'm getting some extra added time and not like I have to trade in my money for anything.
Here's the thing, though, that I'll say, and you know, like, you can disagree, but I always feel like sometimes with the end game, there's a lot of grind shit to do. If there's endgame.
Sometimes, yeah.
It's a lot of bullshit that I gotta go and do and collect or whatever. But like, if it's go back and do the stuff you haven't done, or if it's what happens in a lot of the time with PS4 games is the new game plus, like that's different. I like that a little better. Cause then I get to come back with, you know, big old dick and play the game again, this time without being a bitch the whole time.
I mean, it's not even like new game plus stuff. It's just, there's nothing after you finish the main storyline.
No.
Other than, like, going...
Game's over, fuck off.
Yeah, it's like, this happened. Eh. Like, there could have at least been, like, a post-log with what happened in the world, which I'm assuming is DLC, which I own. Or that I'll get. But there's just so much stuff that could have been done. It's just... The mechanics are awful. There's just one fucking button to attack, one fucking button to defend.
I've heard a lot about the camera angles being shit.
Oh, God. I thought I would never get a worse camera than Kingdom Hearts 1 or 2. 1 was the worst.
I thought you were going to hit me with some of the random ones and be like, 2.75.
No.
I watched a few minutes of this on Twitch because I wanted to know. I wanted to know why I definitely wasn't going to play this game. Don't worry. Figured it out real fucking quick. But at first, I thought it was the streamer who was just fucking terrible at using his thumbs. And then he explained that the camera angles were full of fucking stupid. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's a great way to say that, too. Full of fucking stupid.
Yep, anyway. Just full of fucking stupid.
Like... Literally just the worst. Literally, I can't comprehend how you could make such a shitty camera in 2016. There are other studios you could have contacted and be like, hey, we have this camera problem.
We suck.
Also, it's Square.
We have other games with good cameras.
Exactly.
You could have contacted the Tomb Raider fucking people.
You've been working on this, what, 10 years? How the fuck?
Somebody pissed somebody off in the camera department.
So he jerked off on the game.
Yeah. He was like, you know what? Fuck you.
No, not even that. It's like if you had a camera on like a little like stand and it just starts slowly tilting while you're masturbating. That's kind of what's happening to this camera.
It's like one of those things where you think it's going to fall, but you don't know when.
Why do you got a camera camming you while you masturbate?
You're a cam guy.
Oh.
Or a cam girl.
Sorry.
Or a cam person.
He definitely was going like this. He wasn't cam girling.
Yeah.
Like, it's trying to move you out of frame so that you don't get caught masturbating on camera. Yeah,
stop. No, I'm going
to
move out of the way.
No, I don't want to see this.
Get back in the frame.
But still, there's the story not only becomes incomprehensible, it becomes absolute bullshit. But it becomes absolute bullshit in a way that I can't even comprehend. Like,
all I gotta say is that this sounds like Final Fantasy to me.
No, because occasionally Final Fantasy is good and it has a going. It's like their story like got cut into like three halves, and like there's the first like 2 years where they made this game, which is okay, good, and like you like it. Then you get to the middle half where you're just like, okay, something's going off the rails here. And then you get to the back half, which is chapters 9 until the end, and everything just becomes shit.
Okay.
Because
is 13 the last chapter?
15.
15 is, okay.
15 is the last chapter.
I just keep hearing from a lot of people online that the 13 is the one where they're like, well, fuck this game.
I gotta go and look and see what happens. I don't want to spoil it here, but I gotta look and see what happens.
13 is literally like, you're ramping up and you're like, all right,
getting great.
We're gonna go there, we're gonna go fight the bad guy, we're gonna do shit, and then you get to this point and you're just like, well, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you thought you were gonna have fun? No. No, you're bullshit. You're fucking bullshit.
You paid $60 to not have fun.
It's just like, then you get to that, and then, God, there's just so many problems with the last, like, couple hours of that game.
I need to say it right now. The stream that we're watching of this game, it cut to a pajama commercial, and it went to a picture of a dog, and someone was petting the dog and was like, so soft. And then it cut to a picture of her, of this person in these pajamas, like rubbing her ass or her hip. And it just said, world's finest. And I wanted to be like, what, world's finest? Like,
hip lady?
Hip ass lady? Like, or no, it was world's softest.
World's softest.
Okay.
Should be pointed out, I don't think we've mentioned yet, we're watching the Patriots play the Ravens.
Oh, he said that a while ago.
I said it earlier. Yeah,
I wasn't making attention.
It's okay.
You had a really long movie thing. It was, you
know. Patriots special teams, get your shit together, you fucking assholes.
Aww.
I'm getting angry. But yeah, I realized this, and now I'm at that point in Pokemon 2, because I got angry at Final Fantasy. I'm just like, fuck you. Fuck you, you fucking asshole. I thought I would be able to play you for a little bit while I spent 40 hours of my life playing you, and then...
Like that's total you have right now, 48?
I think 48.
Cool.
48 to 50.
Cool.
Is like the story on Final Fantasy.
Nice.
Which, not a bad number of hours for a game.
As far as the one-to-one ratio, but you got your money back, yeah.
But you remember the last couple of hours, not the first couple of hours, which is just...
Fair.
Okay, you're physically just trying to fuck yourself over. Just physically being bullshit.
Physically trying to fuck yourself over.
Physically.
To the point where I got so angry, I pre-ordered another game in hopes that it would wash the taste out of my mouth.
Nice.
So Persona 4, you're my only hope.
5, you mean?
Persona 5, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Persona 4, still great. Still a great game.
Jerpig. Anyway.
But then I started, like, trying to figure... I got to the point in Pokemon where I'm just like, I haven't played you since Final Fantasy came out a couple of weeks ago. Oh, you fucking learned to finally take a knee, you assholes. Basically, I played Pokemon, and, like, I was doing the post-game content. I'm like, great! This is actually good. This is what I was looking for as a palate cleanser. You're going through, you're hunting these ultra beasts that are coming out of the boom tubes and doing all that stuff. And then they got really easy to beat and capture. And then I'm just like, well, fuck, there isn't any challenge to this at all. And then I'm just like, okay.
Well, you don't want to try to breed shinies, Scott?
No.
You don't want to really take the fun out of Pokemon?
No, I'm just trying to figure out my team. I have a good base on what my team is right now.
Cool.
And like a good combination. I'm just like, okay. And like in previous games, there's always been like a place where like you're not level restricted, so like you can go in and run train, but at the same time you'll get a challenge and like you'll get to see old gym leaders or you'll get to see this. Here, the only place to see that stuff is in in the gym leader tree, like the battle tower.
Okay.
Where red and blue are. Okay. And all this shit. I'm just like, I don't want to have my levels restricted. I know it's going to be harder and I know it's going to be a challenge, but that takes out the fun of having a fucking 6-person team. Instead, I have this fucking 3-person team where I have to make sure that they're okay enough. And then.
Yeah.
I'm playing well enough that they're okay.
Good.
And then now I'm just trying to level up the newer members of my team so that they're able to run through the Elite Four without any problems, which I'm getting there, but I have nothing to do. Which is why I'm looking forward to tomorrow when Batman comes out, because then I'll finally be able to do that. And at this point, I realize, say what you will about Battleborn and how repetitive it gets and everything like that, I still have fun with that game when I boot it up, at least.
Did you play a little bit of Battleborn last week?
Yeah, I played a little bit.
Cool.
I'm like, wait, because they had this giant stream of
Lootpocalypse is, I think, is what they called it.
Well, that was the Lootpocalypse. They had Lootpocalypse, but they also like showed like heroes.
Like they had that once before when we were playing more.
It did. It was like a while ago. Yeah.
Or ever.
Basically, a lot of loot got released.
Loots. Yeah. Loots. Are you looting me? Yeah. You got the lootings?
But there's the new characters coming soon, I think. The last like free DLC character that you're supposed to get. Called.
What is it paid for after that?
Yeah. I think maybe. Who knows what they're fucking gonna do.
Yeah, right.
They showed that there's gonna be like medieval skins and taunts coming to the characters.
Okay.
Which
I wonder what a medieval
me.
Taunt is gonna be, but that's great.
I wanna see
I'm
that for
like,
Wrath.
Marquee like fencing or jousting.
I feel like Wrath is gonna go even more into like Dracula.
I want to suck your blood. Cool.
And then the new character, they showed that the names of the other two, two of the other, like, ops mission packs. One's Oscar Mike's, like, Police Academy bullshit. And the other one is Montana. It's like literally Montana versus the Mega Bear.
Oh my God. Montana versus the Mega Bear sounds like it's gonna be amazing. Oh my God. Oscar Mike's like, hey, those are private.
Oscar Mike's still probably my favorite character. He's easy to play, but he's so much fun.
Well, Whiskey's my favorite because he's like demented Oscar Mike.
Yeah. He's a bad clone.
Wow, that was an amazing catch. Anyway.
And he still fucked it up. But yeah. So there are a lot of things that I like about Battleborn that I wish other games would. Like, it feels like the post-game content of like the stuff they're adding on, now that they've gotten there, it's worthwhile. It's worth the time that I've waited to get it. Cool. Whereas,
finish
I don't think I'm getting
first.
Any more post-game content for Pokemon. And whatever's coming with Final Fantasy, I'm just so angry at that game, I don't even want to do shit.
Fair enough.
Because
I do have news about that later.
They just, oh God, it just makes me question reality.
Cool.
I'm sorry. I'm watching the game and it's making me angry.
It's making me real happy. I'm not mad at all. This isn't great.
What is it about?
You're from fucking New York, though, so shut up.
This is great. This just warms my heart.
Like I said, the one thing about you that's good is that you're not a fucking Jets fan.
I'm not a Jets fan because
that's my roommate.
Why is anyone a Jets fan? If you're a Jets fan and you're sitting there right now going, motherfucker, I'm a Jets fan, fuck you! Why? Why are you? They are the worst pile of garbage that ever existed. It's like being a fan of a fucking high school team.
The Giants.
Why?
The Giants at least win, and the Bills are just like, yeah, they're the Bills, whatever.
Whatever, it's the Bills. At least I know I'm gonna lose. You expect every week that you're gonna win because you're fucking crazy.
Yeah. Look, I hate four things in this world. I hate birds. I hate planes. I hate the sea animal that killed Steve Irwin. And I hate giants.
That's fair. Okay. Fair enough.
That's fair.
All those things are
fair
Yankees, things
to so
hate.
Five things. Five things.
Okay.
Racist.
I hate the Yankees. Like some sort of southerner.
Well, is that all you done, Scott?
Yeah.
As far as the games / the meteors go?
It's wishing that a giant fiery meteor would just come and hit the guy who created Final Fantasy in the nuts.
It would just drop it on Tokyo Square Building and just be like, they're all dead. Good.
Not dead, just like a, you know, like the meteor goes through the atmosphere, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller as it burns up a little bit.
And when it hits him in the head, the centrifugal force is still going to kill him?
Not the head, just the nuts.
Okay,
just,
it's still going to explode ow. Their balls.
Just be like, God was playing Final Fantasy, just like, fuck this.
You piece of shit.
Yeah.
Gross. Well, honky.
I don't think that's what he called me.
It was
yet.
Close to Yankee. It was close to Yankee, but
I called him a carpetbagger.
You? Oh, okay.
Wow. All right.
What'd you do?
So I know because you know I'm not allowed to play games I like. I have to play other new things. I didn't play any 7 Days to Die. Didn't do it. Didn't play any. But
we didn't say you couldn't. It's more that you have to have diversity.
Diversify your bonds.
You don't want to get. You don't want to get me started on diversification. Up until recently,
I had nothing.
Fuck me, bitch. Anywho's.
Wow. Fuck us. Fuck us royally.
I did play a bit more Titanfall, and I'm not calling you out, Connor, but I will say this. I found my journey to Generation 2 to be very fucking fast. I was a little surprised at how quick I went from 1 to 50 and then Gen 2.
We
did play some long days. There were some pretty significant days.
Yes. The other thing, too, is you and I hit a lot more happy hours than I ever hit by myself.
Touche. Touche.
I very rarely, if ever, got into a happy hour.
Touche. Touche.
Happy hour, for those of you who don't know, on Titanfall, you get 5 extra, like, upgrade merits, so it basically boosts you half a level whenever you play.
Just for playing during
that
hour.
Exactly.
That was it. Yeah. Didn't matter if you won or lost, just you play during that hour.
You only get it once a day, though, so it's like, it's like a once and done thing, but it's
double XP days was great, because you got 10, and it only takes 10 to level up, so it was a free fucking level.
Yep.
Which was great.
Just play during happy hour.
Yep.
But yeah, that's why I kind of went a little slower through my first 50
levels.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but even with that, like, again, I wasn't calling you out. I will say, with that being said, I found that progression to be a little disappointing in that, you know, it's been a while since I played a first person shooter like this in that sense where I've cared about, you know, getting to that next prestige or that next level. And when, like, I feel like COD makes you work for it a little more. And I'm okay with that. I felt like I got there too quick. I don't know. Made me sad. But, still have a lot of fun with it. Great, a lot of fun. I have not, like, I guess I haven't had an opportunity to play all of the Titans or play more of the classes because, like, I just blew through one generation just going invisible and playing as Ion. I'm now playing Scorch, which is great. Blowing some shit up, burning some people.
Scorch is super fun.
He's a lot of fun. Ever since turning on his, so with all the upgrades you can do, one of his like power move, his ultimate is to throw down a wall of fucking flame that just goes out in front of him in a cone shape.
Mm-hmm.
The upgrade for that is that it then leaves behind, you know, AOE burn effect.
Yep.
Since turning that on, I haven't been able to use that fucking thing because I keep dying before that, but you know, I'm excited to use it one day. That'll be fun.
I figure it's when I use it and I instantly get down to like half of almost being dead.
And I'm like, bail. Shit.
Nuke.
But, no, that's been a lot of fun. Gen 2 now on my way to Gen 3. We'll see what happens.
Cool.
It's a good little game playing it still. Like, I get this impression though, as far as Titanfall is concerned. I feel like the same thing that happened to me for the original Titanfall is going to happen. Like, one day I'm going to turn on and go, nah, never mind. I don't really want to play that right now.
Yeah.
And then I'll never look back. That's fine. But,
I feel like with the amount of people that we know that play it, like, it will have some replayability later on.
Yeah, I want to play with some people again. I don't necessarily want to play with all of the people that we play with.
Also, I'll tell you some news in a little while too that'll, it gets a little bit into some of that stuff too, so we'll get there.
The sucky people or the playing with more people? Yes.
Everything. Everything you just said.
I think I'll get to something related to that later.
All right, cool.
We'll
great.
See. Yeah.
Other than that, I played a little Tetris. It looks like Tetris actually updated itself. I downloaded the Tetris app, fucking first iPhone, and that app, it changed maybe 3 years ago, and they added some new, like, game types and things, new UI. It just updated again. First time in like 3 years, and I haven't really played it since it updated, but you know, it's Tetris. Yeah, that's fun.
It's Tetris.
Yeah, like you
play it.
You make lines, jackass. Make a line. Make a
you
whole bunch
do
of
good.
Lines. Make a Tetris. Sing a Russian song. Fucking.
Duh.
Blah, 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 blah.
The, I also played, I think you mentioned last week that you played the mobile game Reigns. Yes? Did you mention that last week?
Yeah. I did not mention that last week because I didn't get it until
Friday. Oh, that's
right.
Yeah,
I was going to talk about
so,
it. Yeah, go for it.
I won't take too much from it, but I'll actually let you talk about it because you started playing it, but I also downloaded the game and it's a lot of fucking fun. Holy shit, is a lot of fun. But I'll let you tell the world more about that in a minute.
It has no merit being that fun, too. And you're
it
like,
there's no reason to be this fun.
Why is it this fun? Yeah.
It's so much fucking fun. Anyway, but again, in a moment, you'll get to hear more about Reigns.
I digress.
Because I don't want to take the thunder away from that, because I did play a game that I know you haven't played yet.
Good.
And I, unlike fucking Scott over here, I'm not going to give anything away. I'm just sort of going to counter some things that I noticed while playing based on what you shared previously. Some gripes that I have, not necessarily with you, but more so with the story. Maybe a little bit with you.
Oh, you played the Batman.
I played the Batman. I played the Batman. First, most important question that is not a spoiler, and Connor, I will tell you. You, when you start the game,
yep.
You get to choose what your Bat
ethnicity is?
Almost. Real close. Your
my bat parents are? How they were killed?
Your bat tech. What color in game your bat tech is? What color?
Blue, because that's Batman.
No, I went with red. And I regretted it the entire fucking time because everything looked like shit. It was terrible. Don't pick red.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, I have played all four episodes that are out, and there is the fifth episode about to launch tomorrow. I'm very excited to come home and play that fucking game. It is the first Telltale game that I have ever played that I really wanted to keep playing. I played the first three episodes in one day. Like, I started at probably like 4 p.m., and I was like, I'm just going to play an episode, maybe go play something else. I was up till fucking midnight finishing the third episode. Like, fucking great goddamn game. Really good story.
Can I ask you and you, Scott, a question? Have you guys done the thing that I do inevitably with every Telltale game, where you start to play one of the episodes, you realize you fuck something up big time, and you go, quit, restart.
I
do that all the time.
I have done that in other Telltale games. Usually, I will restart just like that section of the chapter, because I'm like, that was not what I wanted to happen. That was a misleading fucking line. Yes. You're a bitch.
I do that every time.
So I'll go back. This time, there's probably one line that I was like, that was a little misleading. That was not what I intended to say. I'm pretty sure either line was gonna me being a cunt, so I understand that this was the lesser of the cunty ways I could say this, but fuck you. But I didn't go back. I did not stop. I did not redo it. Answer like the story.
Fair enough.
And I'm interested to see if you do the same. But the story is that fucking good. Like it was good.
Can I ask you a question that we basically asked him before?
Yeah.
Are you finding yourself playing more as Bruce or more as the Batman?
So, and this is some of my gripes with the game and / Scott.
Gripe away, great man.
Yeah. I'll take it, whatever.
And I don't think it's necessarily your fault, but there really haven't been, there have been two instances in the four episodes where I could pick to go as Bruce or as Batman. And I'm not saying it was obvious which to pick. The first time, let me ask you, the first time, who'd you go?
I'm trying to remember back, what was happening the first time.
The first time you were going to meet, the new CEO.
I thought there was something before that, too.
No.
The first time I went to meet the new CEO, I went as Bruce. Because that's
so did I. Because it made sense.
There are certain things that make
story
sense.
Storyline, it makes sense. It didn't make sense to go otherwise.
I mean, I would want to see
it made
how
sense the way they presented it, but it didn't make sense. It's dumb.
No, there's once where you go to the mayor's
office. Oh, yeah, sorry. That was the time. It wasn't the time with the new CEO. It was the time with him. Who'd you go as?
I went as Bruce again.
Same.
I mean, I could
have.
Because
it made sense.
It made sense for me to go as Bruce, but it also would have been great to go as Batman.
I understood I could have gone as Batman, but it made sense to try because of the way the story was going. I was like, it makes a little more sense to me. Second time, though, what'd you do?
For going to the CEO?
No.
For going... Oh, I still went as Bruce.
Really?
Yeah.
I went as Batman.
As soon as I went as Bruce, I'm just like, yeah, I want to see how these situations play out as Bruce. I know what's going to happen as Batman. Batman, I'm going to punch someone in the face and threaten their life.
No, I didn't. I did hang him over the edge of the building really bad when he told me that it did a thing, but I didn't punch him in the face. I didn't end up doing anything. But
you know what that sounds like?
Oh, it was
mad. That sounds like some standard Batman interrogation.
Oh, right? It was. Like, yeah. It was my first, like, standard, like, quintessential Batman, like, and he did the, tell me where he is! And I went, oh,
where are the drugs, Falcone?
Oh, Batman, you're so cute.
Troy Baker probably had a fucking field day doing that, too.
Right?
He's like, great. I can't wait to say this.
Like, that wasn't even a choice. That wasn't even a... When you hear the thing that this person says to you, you're just like, well, I'm going to fucking rip your throat out now.
See, that's why I went as Bruce, because I knew if he, like, said that to me, I'm just like, oh, you motherfucker. I can't do that. Yep. I can't.
Yeah, but I got to hang him over the edge of a building. It was fucking great.
But I can ruin you publicly.
Yeah, but then he did some terrible things, and it was, that's, so, but, I'm very curious. Connor has to leave so I can ask you questions. We're going to talk. You working tomorrow?
Yeah.
We're going to talk tomorrow.
I work 8:30 to 5:30.
It's going
to
be great.
Great. I don't work, so you can.
We can talk about it.
Circle jerk and all that stuff. It'll be fun.
But, so the other thing that I would say is interesting about the game when I was playing it, I wanted to play it in such a way that Batman was badass, you know, Justice, Dark Knight guy. Bruce was prick playboy. But so many times I found the game putting me in situations where I'm like, I mean, I'm going to do not the asshole thing right here. Yeah. I'm going to do the thing that I would just do, because don't be a prick.
Now, damn it. I careful. Want Connor to cover his ears so I can ask him a question.
Earmuffs.
No, because everyone else is going to hear the fucking question because it's a recorded.
So let's hypothetically say
right.
that there is a gentleman who may or may not have a weapon of some sort. What would you hypothetically do to that gentleman?
Break his wrist.
I don't understand.
I'm trying
to understand.
Sounds like there's a man threatening you with a weapon.
Who is he threatening?
You are trying to get certain information out of this man. He was at one point holding a weapon. What would you do? Would you interrogate him nicely, or would you interrogate him poorly? Or rashly?
Oh.
Roughly?
Yeah.
Is he hanging upside down?
Possibly. Possibly
yeah.
in this hypothetical
if he's hanging upside
situation.
Down. I did not. He's okay.
He's okay?
He's okay.
Just okay.
He was not okay for me.
Okay. So you an angry Batman. Okay.
That was before my Batman became, like, a little bit nicer.
No, I'd like to keep my Batman sort of like, he's the Dark Knight, but he's on the, like, people don't get, you know, everybody's okay. The
like,
rumors about me
like,
are just rumors.
Hypothetically, this was early enough in his story.
Fair enough.
That I didn't feel like that made a huge change.
I also, again, my gripes, my things to point out, I also don't remember you mentioning the,
How do I say this without Connor knowing what the fuck I'm talking
about?
Well,
I'm not going to, but I'm trying to, like, the no pants time.
Which time the no pants time?
No, like the no pants with
based
other people.
Based on that response to your question, I'm excited to play Batman now.
No, there's not that. You're understanding what I mean by pants time. He's thinking I just mean the literal he's not wearing any pants. I mean, he's not wearing any pants and neither is anyone else. There's
no pants.
I mean,
dance.
I
two people involved.
I still said that. I tried to walk around it. There was something about I really should have Catwoman.
You're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot. Spoiling idiot. I just wanted to know if you wore pants or not.
Oh, I wore, I mean, I still technically had pants off in that situation.
Good. Good for you.
Because it
Proud
needs to be construed in a certain way for the events that
moron. Well, I'm going to stop talking about this.
I'm an idiot. I know that. You know that.
Good news, wasn't really paying that much attention, so if he spoiled something big,
he
then...
He did. He's fucking dumb.
Okay.
I've spoiled it four times on this podcast.
None of those other times I paid attention to you being fucking dumb.
Was it Harv Dent?
Harvey Dent is Two-Face. Holy shit.
Whoa. Harvey Dent lost his fucking mind. Boom.
That's my final gripe for you. I agree with you. I tried to do what I could to be Harvey's friend. But the game did not do anything to help me.
No,
the
it game didn't do was anything just to like, help Harvey.
The game was just like, yeah, no, he's going to be Two-Face. That's going to happen. You can't. There ain't no stopping that. That's coming. So I was like, okay. So that was wasted. Like, for instance, in the, you know, A or B choices that you get when it involves Harvey and someone else, I chose Harv, and I regret that.
The only time I didn't choose Harv was a time where I'm just like, yeah, he's gonna end up this way anyway.
Right. After that, I didn't choose Harv again. When I chose him the first time, I was like, you fucking asshole.
Even after that point, I kept choosing Harv.
Nope, didn't. I was like, no.
I was like, yeah, you should do this.
Because now you're being a
prick. For Harv.
All right, so the...
Do that, it for her.
It was great. It's a lot of goddamn fun. Love the game. Excited to be able to play it tomorrow to finish it up. Disappointed that it's going to be finished up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sad news.
But they kept a schedule this time, guys.
They did. It was great. It was a quick schedule. Like, to Connor's point, I played this game at the perfect fucking time. I played...
He finished episode 4 yesterday. The trailer came out for episode 5 today.
I'm going to play it tomorrow.
Episode 5 comes out tomorrow.
Yep. I played episode 1 through 3 on Saturday. Fucking episode 4. It's just great. It's great. Fucking good game. I'm excited for Connor to play it.
S-apostrophe-great. It's great.
I'm excited for Connor to play it so that I can smack Scott across the face for giving things away and also talk to Connor about the things. Also what I did is I did not play fantasy football because if you'll remember from last week, I got the bye week, number one seed.
You played Final Fantasy football.
Skrank! However, very disappointed in what's going to happen next week.
What do you got? Is someone just going to take a shit on you?
No. It's just going to be, like, the game, when it comes to fantasy football, the game's going to happen the way the game's going to happen. I don't put a lot of, like, I don't get upset about it. Like, it's whatever. It's good. That it's the person that I'm playing against that's going to make me want to just choke out an infant. Imagine you go to the zoo. And there's this
imagining,
monkey.
Yes.
And there's this.
You ever see the annoying llama video?
Shut up! I'm not done. You go to the zoo. You go to the monkey, not like the gorilla, but like the little monkeys hanging from the trees, right?
Are you talking about chimpanzees?
Yeah, we'll go with chimpanzees. I was thinking smaller, like
Oranger? No, that's macaques? Bigger. Never mind.
You haven't seen anaconda, so that doesn't work. Yeah, we'll go with chimpanzees.
Sure.
Let's just go with that.
Sure, chimps.
So you're watching the chimps, right? And you're watching, and there's this one chimp.
They're having a great time. They're throwing shit at one another.
Right, they're just doing silly shit. But there's this one chimp. Like, you see him walking around, like, bouncing around, going to group from group.
And then he just starts furiously jerking off.
No, no. Every now and then, you see one of the monkeys just fucking backhand this motherfucker. And then he wanders off to the next group, like, walking around, throwing his shit. And just another one. Just whack! That's the monkey I'm gonna be fucking playing next week. That's the asshole.
All right.
I'm gonna play the one that nobody wants. He's gonna be annoying. It's gonna be great.
Great.
It's gonna be really great.
Great.
But, I gotta look at my lineup. It's fantasy math. Things are gonna happen. Scott, I think you're gonna win. It's probably gonna be you and I in the final.
Hypothetically.
Hopefully.
Full of hope.
But, yeah. That's what I did this week. I kind of want to pop back in 7 days to die, but really what I want to happen is for the console to get the Alpha 15 update so I can have, like, start a new world, do some things, boobies and stuff. The second one, Connor.
Cool, great.
Connor just passed me a note to see who the person was. I don't want to say the person's name, but he wanted to see who the person was, and it's the second one, Connor.
Great. It's the same person we've been talking about for a long time.
Yeah. I figured. It was a bit ambiguous. So
I wanted
it was worth
to
it.
Confer.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what it is. The other thing that I did do this week, I'll mention because we've been drinking it and why not, I'll give a little shout out. I went up to Vermont, a little Greensboro,
You can do it. I believe in
Greensboro,
great.
Vermont.
Oh, nice.
To Hill Farmstead Brewery. And tonight we've been enjoying a delicious American Imperial Ale.
I gotta say, when you said brewery, you sounded like one of those brewery. Shitty cars trying to turn on right now in the cold.
Brewery. No, it's fucking great. Society 8 was the growler fill we got. It's real fucking tasty.
Yeah.
It's real good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good shit. That's it. That's all I got. All
right.
What you got?
I played Titanfall 2 and dropped some robots and fought some people. It was double XP weekend, so I went from like level 12 Gen 2 to level 32 Gen 2.
Splunk.
In a couple days, yeah. I played Mass Effect 3. I'm at the part in Mass Effect 3 where I have to start playing multiplayer. Otherwise, I start the mission and lose.
No.
So, gotta start doing that.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. Miranda died. You know what I wasn't that sad about?
Miranda died.
Miranda died. You got it. I was like, that ass.
She did.
And then she died and I walked away. Sad. Reigns. So I paid $3 for this game. It was runner up on the App Store Game of the Year.
Fucking great.
It is so fun. The way it initially looked to me, it looked very simple. It looked like a pooping game.
It's a pooper.
Because you're basically the king and you're playing Tinder with the townspeople. And they're like, hey, build us a church. And you go, fuck no. And then you lose some clout with the church. But you gain some clout with the people. And then,
four stats to manage.
And the military shows up and they're like, the baronies in the east are attacking us. What should we do? And you go, fucking fight them. And then you lose some people in your army. But you gain some people in your peoples because now they're dead. And then you lose all your money and the oligarchy takes over and they kill you. And then the next king happens and you just start all over again.
Just goes on and on. Can I say there are four things to manage?
Yeah.
Church, your humans, mm-hmm. army, and money.
Yes.
If any one of those fills up to the top or empties, you fucking die.
Oh shit.
You started
I turned
it
on and
the music
I
began playing. Time to light
on
the lights.
Mute. Yes.
I will tell you, there's a bug in this game that pisses me off. I am on mute, but when I'm listening to a podcast, it lowers the volume of that podcast when I'm in the game. I'm like, I'm trying to hear that.
I am currently in the year.
What year are you in?
1567.
Hold on, I am in the year. Hold
on, my 56th.
1199.
Okay, cool. I'm my 56th king.
1200 technically.
His name is Gerald.
How do you know what king you're in?
It tells you. The bottom underneath the name, it'll say like Gerald, 56th king,
47th.
Now, every once in a while, there's some like extra options that you should do. And if you do any of those, then you get like a subtitle on your name.
Like Gerald the Settler.
You got it. Cause you like went to a different place and settled.
I got, Henry the Bigot one year and that was really great.
But I mean, like, it's literally just Tinder. So right now I just turned it on. Lord Parker is in front of me and he says, I need a small army of badass soldiers for a classy coup in the Far East.
No.
And I'm going to go, yeah. Yeah. Our beautiful capital smells like garbage half the year. Let's build a sewer system, says Sir Henry. And I'm going to go, yeah, you're right. Then the night guy, General Arnulf of Dover, said, we should attack the kingdom of the south. They're growing stronger every day. And I'm going to go, yeah, you're right.
My first choice just almost took me fucking all my money.
Master Abraham of Aragon just said, my king, it seems your army has very poor hygiene. We should spend a bit on this problem. I'm going to go, yeah, you're right. Now, just so you know, each one of these is basically a year in power, and the goal is to more or less see how long your king can last. My longest lasting king was Harry, with the subtitle The Target. Harry the Target lasted 51 years in power.
Do you remember what you did to get him the title The Target?
I don't.
I have a task to do right now that is lose a limb. I'm very excited to see what I get for the name for that.
I have that task as well right now.
Yeah,
I haven't done
it
yet.
I'm very excited to find out what the name for, like, the, you know, George the One-Armed.
Yeah, yeah. My second long-lasting king, I'm going to butcher his name, but it's spelled B-A-U-D-O-U-I-N.
Bowden,
the lover, lasted 50 years.
Where do you see him how long?
If you click up at the top where it has the little icons of people, it'll bring up this little menu here.
Yeah.
And if you're on the little castle looking one at the bottom, it says high score. That shows you your top four kings.
My top king, 35 years. Gottfried the Pivot. Yep.
The Pivot?
The Pivot.
Okay.
You heard me. Gerald the Devious is 27 years.
Gerald the Devious.
With Harry the Alchemist. With, bringing up the rear is Gerald the Father.
Great. My last two guys don't have names. Like subtitles. It's like Henry.
Edward. I will say that I do enjoy that all four of mine do have titles.
Yeah.
You know, they accomplished a task.
My thing.
One fucked a woman and made a baby.
Nice.
You know, bother.
I think that was Bowden the Lover for me, actually. No, for that one, it was like start a romance. I got lovers, and I was like, cool, let's do it.
Yeah. It took me a long time. Like, I got a couple opportunities for a romance and I fucked it up. Yeah. Bitch wanted to fight. I was like, why do you want to fight?
My favorite is when you get like the random chick who's just like, my lord, I want to see you in the garden. You're like, hell yeah. And she's like, I don't think the queen likes me. And you're like, cause I like you.
I'm like, this escalated quickly.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, let's do it.
The Lover. It's $2.99? $2.99 on the App Store.
Yeah.
Even though it's $3, I highly recommend getting it. It's a lot of addicting fun. It is most definitely a pooping game.
Can I share with you my still favorite card because it's just ridiculous?
Sure.
This is the card and then these are the options. Oh. My lord, the wolves are eating our children. Can we hunt them? Choices. I will hunt them myself. Or.
No.
You're bluffing. Who the fuck would bluff about that?
The wolves aren't eating children.
Come on.
The wolves aren't eating children.
You're pulling my leg.
Here's my all-time favorite card. I don't even have to look at it because I already know it.
Now.
My lord, there is a man in a red suit who's giving gifts to children. The options are to the left, something like to the more or less no. To the right, executioner! Point.
It's left, executioner. Right. Not my problem.
No. Left is not my problem. Right is executioner. So when you swipe right to the executioner shows up and he goes, how did you know it was me, my lord? And your options are you're weird or get out of here.
That's great.
So I always am just like, executioner! My lord, how did you know it was me? You're weird. Stop it. It is a really, 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 really fun game though.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Does it cost anything?
$3.
Okay.
Now, we're going to talk about it a little bit, but that is much, much less expensive than the other game that's coming out later this week. The only other thing I did was I watched SG-1. I watched the Stargate, the movie first, and then I started watching SG-1. This TV show was definitely made in 1998. I can attest to that. It's fun though. It's good. Again, I'm only on season one, so we'll see how it goes. I got a few episodes left, before I move on to season two. Now, I totally thought that last week Rob had said that this was only on Showtime for 5 episodes.
Seasons.
No, he said 5 seasons.
Seasons.
Yeah. Apparently the first 5 seasons too are very serious.
Yeah, a little darkish.
And then after season 5, when Sci-Fi picked it up, they got like a little bit more lighthearted, so it gets a little bit more
like, we'll keep the serious notes here and there, cause you know, go out. But also, campy.
But yeah, it's good shit. So we're gonna move on to some new stuff now,
because
I don't have a lot to talk about for the games that I played. To start, Nintendo. Right now, they are offering bounties on vulnerabilities in their 3DS system. They are offering bounties as low as $100 and as high as $20,000.
Oh,
just to find some vulnerabilities in their stuff.
Shit.
Also, speaking of Nintendo, last week on the Tonight Show, is it Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon or is it something else? Okay, Tonight Show. I forgot what night, Wednesday or Thursday, they had Reggie Fils-Aimé on the show, the CEO of Nintendo America, or the president of Nintendo America, I forget exactly. But he showed up and, he had Jimmy Fallon debut and demo Super Mario Run. And also play a little bit of the Nintendo Switch. He played some Legend of Zelda on the floor. It was pretty cool. Now, Super Mario Run looks really fun. Jimmy Fallon was way too excited about it, though. And Reggie was also just hyping him up super bad. So, you know, it was whatever. Currently, Nintendo has put out the demo on devices in Apple stores. So if you want to try out Super Mario Run, you can head to your nearest Apple store. It should be on any of the devices, iPhones or iPads or whatever they got.
I want it on my phone now.
Yep. Well, you got to wait a few more days because it doesn't come out until Thursday.
Now.
It's $10. It's still $10. I understand you want it now, but it's $10.
Yeah.
Free?
Run.
Free?
Keep going. Free? Keep going on. So there was a little sneaky thing where Urban Outfitters was like, hey guys, guess what? We're gonna have the NES Classic, but shh, don't tell anybody. So what do people do? They told everyone. It sold out on Urban Outfitters in seconds. Again, like Scott said 3 weeks ago, Nintendo does not value nostalgia enough.
Nope.
They understand that they put out a new Pokemon game. They gotta put out enough for that. They understand if they put out you know, Super Mario Run, make it available for everybody, but they don't get the value of nostalgia, it sounds like. Or they just didn't make enough of these little shits.
Inflate the market.
Exactly.
Even though you won't make any profits on the second hand.
Exactly.
Unless Iwata has, or, not Iwata, Miyamoto has like a bunch in his closet, just like waiting, he's just like, I said them all.
Yeah. Now, I'm looking at my stuff. Since we're on the topic of Nintendo right now, I'll go to my next thing. GameCube games are headed to the Nintendo Switch via the Virtual Console. It's been confirmed. Nintendo was like, yeah, we're going to bring some GameCube games over. I saw some articles online saying that if they brought back Super Smash Bros. Melee, then it would do wonders for the esports community. Holy shit. I'm thinking about that, too. That is still one of the most popular games that people play in tournaments. Super Smash Bros. Melee. Yeah. A fucking almost, what, 10, 12-year-old game at this point? One of the best games, fighting games, ever created, basically.
Because it has good mechanics.
Mm-hmm. Because they spent a lot of time on their mechanics. Not 100% Pokemon related, but Pokemon Go. Two things happened last week with Pokemon Go. One thing happened last week, one thing happened today. Last week on Thursday, it kind of came forward and were public about their partnership with Starbucks. So Niantic and Starbucks partnered. They basically turned 7,500 Starbucks locations across the United States into Pokestops and gyms. And if you spent enough time at that Pokestop, you would unlock a special Frappuccino that you had to go up and order then afterwards. It just gives people who still play that game more of an opportunity to, you know, go to gyms, get some more stuff, you know, boost their stuff a little bit. And it's a little bit easier because you can go to a Starbucks, hang out in the Starbucks, and play the fucking game. Sounds like a win-win situation for me. Yeah. Japan already kind of did this with McDonald's because Japanese people fucking love McDonald's.
I don't know why.
They fucking love it. If you guys get a chance, look up online, Google search something to the effect of, what is the largest size of French fries at McDonald's in Japan? You will see basically like two or three super-sized containers in one with French fries just spilling out of it. Because people in Japan love French fries.
It's weird.
It's really weird. I think it's called the Mega Potato. Not 100% sure.
Mega Potato?
Mega Potato. That kind of... And the other thing that came out today on Pokemon Go is you cannot catch these monsters, but they have released some baby Pokemon as hatchable eggs that you can get starting today. So if you go to a Pokestop, get an egg, it is potentially could hatch a Gen 2 baby Pokemon like Pichu or Togepi. Rob, I'm speaking words right now that Rob has literally never heard in his entire life. Scott knows what I'm talking about.
I do. I do know these words.
Don't care. Yep,
I know. See, I knew I told them this before. I was going to say some things tonight that neither of them are going to care about, but I have to say it anyway. So I talked about the Game Awards last week. The Game Awards, according to statistics, were up 65% in viewership. Last year, they had 2.3 million people watch. This year, they had 3.8 million people watch. And this year was the year that it wasn't on national television. So good job, Game Awards.
You're doing
good.
Proud
of you. I'm proud and happy for you. Scott, this is for you. Final Fantasy 15 updates will add more narrative content and allegedly fix episode 13 from what they said on.
Nothing will fix episode 13.
All right.
So is it a glitch? Or is it just stupid and they're like, we're sorry?
It's just stupid and they're sorry.
It almost sounds like, remember what BioWare did with the end of Mass Effect 3?
Yeah.
Where everyone was like, this fucking sucks. And they were like, give us 2 weeks. We'll put out an update.
Do better.
And then they did.
Yeah.
And it was like, it makes a little bit more sense now, but it's still really confusing.
It's still
confusing.
Stupid.
Really confusing. You mean he's dead? He's dead.
Yeah.
Spoiler. There's supposed to be some other stuff that they were going to add too, but we'll see. Some of the updates are supposed to be free. This one sounded like it was going to be completely free. So yeah. As you guys kind of, we talked about a little bit, Batman episode 5 comes out tomorrow, which is Tuesday the 13th. The trailer came out today. Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Got it for Christmas. It's going to be good shit.
It's Christmas.
Rockstar is bringing Bully to iOS. They've brought Bully to iOS. So you can play Bully right now on your iPhone or iPad if you really want to. I don't know why you would want to, because it doesn't sound like it'd be fun to play on an iPad. I've never played Vice City on an iPad. that didn't sound fun to me then.
No.
So we'll
that
see.
Game, Bully, I enjoyed a lot, but it did have its moments towards the end, as you're getting towards end game, where it would seemed a little grindy. And that, I mean, sure, whatever, no big deal. On an iPad, I'd want to fucking snap it in half.
Yeah,
like no,
I get you. Battlefront has been added to the EA Vault. It's the next thing that gets added to that.
Fuckers.
The reason they're adding it to the Vault, too, is because this week, either tomorrow or Friday, they're releasing their final DLC update, which has to do with some of the Rogue One stuff. So if you still had the Season Pass or Season Pass Year 2, or whatever it is, I don't know. This is Rogue One Scarif.
Battlefront?
Battlefront. Star Wars Battlefront.
You said Battlefield, and I was very confused.
I thought you said Battlefield.
Yeah. Star Wars Battlefront.
Folks, Battlefront.
Star Wars
Battlefront.
Otherwise, I was
very fucking confused.
Star Wars the first-person shooter. Star Wars the game that's based off
of... As soon as you said Rogue One, I was like, oh.
Battlefront or Battlefield with Star Wars people inside of it.
Same game.
You know.
Skins.
Exactly. Battlefront.
Poop fart. Poop fart. You're stupid, Stacy. Yeah.
My name's Stacy. What the fuck? I already talked about Jimmy Fallon with Reggie and... Oh, Miyamoto was on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon as well. He was kind of hanging out in the crowd when Reggie was like, look, Miyamoto's over there. Jimmy was like, oh my God. Oh my... Jimmy, oh my God. He was like, oh my... Miyamoto. And he like did a really awkward bow and he's like, oh... Looked very nerdy. It was kind of funny.
I am Shigeru Miyamoto.
Yep. He was wearing like a
you
Super Mario.
You all love me.
He was wearing a Super Mario like samurai shirt and people think it's some like hidden message about like an upcoming game. We'll
Dude,
see.
Mario as a samurai would be dope.
We'll see what happens. Next, Vivendi, in their ongoing, you know, way to try to somehow get Ubisoft from under people's noses, they upped their shake in... They upped their share stake in the company, their stake in the company from roughly 23% to 25.12%, because, you know, you need the point in there. This grants them a little bit more clout on the board of directors. Apparently in France, though, there's some law that says if you get at least 30% of a company's, shares, then you have to approach them and say, we want to fucking buy our company. You can't get any more than 30%.
Without
offering to purchase them or giving them some kind of, you know, like, hey, we want to buy you. Here's some money. What do you think?
Right.
Let's talk about that. Okay, whatever. Vivendi keeps being like, nah, I swear to God, guys, we're not trying to take over this company. We just want to help them out a little bit, you know?
We are.
We just want to do that. And Ubisoft's like, no, please don't let them do this.
Stop.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see if there is ever any other
except
Assassin's
in a French
Creed
accent.
Games. Don't yeah, stop exactly. I'm not good at accents, so I'm not even gonna try. I good at Russian accent. Please do not take over my company, Ubisoft. Vivendi. Anyway, Crytek is not paying their employees.
Oh shit!
Money?
Crytek is a company that came out with a lot of games. They were called the Crysis games. They also created the Crysis the Crytek engine, which played the Crysis games.
As it woo.
But yeah. After they finished Crysis Voodoo. 3, they were like, you know what?
Fuck you.
Fuck console games. We just want to make free-to-play games now. And everyone was like, what?
What?
What? So they basically have been very inconsistently paying their employees for, let's say, the last 6 months, with 4 to 5 week delays on paychecks most of the time. Every time, apparently, that they do this, they keep being like, oh, this is the last time. And then every time, they fuck it up again. They have not paid their employees since October. These employees are waiting on their October paycheck.
That's a suitable offense.
It's the middle of December.
You know what I would do? Not work
for them anymore. I agree with you too. But
I'd get paid, but I'm not doing any fucking work.
I don't know anyone who works there, but I would tell them don't work there anymore.
Yeah, like what are you doing?
Move. But yeah, they're not paying their employees anymore. Kind of problem.
That's a real big issue for you, because guess what?
You're going to have to. In other news of companies desperately trying to, you know, figure their shit out, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, starting this Thursday, which is the 15th, is offering a 5-day free trial of Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. You know why?
Holy shit.
Because their sales have sucked this year.
Holy shit.
Because Battlefield 1 and Titanfall are doing so much better. Because EA's like,
offering
Activision, suck a dick.
5 days of just fucking try it out. Seriously, please. Just come play it. It'll be
fine. More or less, yeah. Please come play our fucking video
Inflate
game.
The servers.
Yep.
No.
Like, we just want someone to try.
Still won't.
I won't. That's yep, starts Thursday. Great. It's a 5-day trial. So that'll go from Thursday to what, Tuesday?
That's fucking
Thursday
fantastic.
To Monday? Whatever. Something. Yeah.
Thursday, something. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
I don't want to do the hand counting.
I did it.
Thanks for doing it for me. In news that neither of you will care about, I loosely care about, some people definitely care way more about, Dota
than they
2
should.
Released their 7.0 right. update.
I appreciate that. Like, it's been, what, 11 years?
Yeah, it has been, actually.
Believe it or not.
Since the 6.0 update, which was 11 years ago, a lot of things have happened. This is now one of the biggest free-to-play games on the internet. So, to begin. It was announced last week at the end of the Boston Majors, which I want to say happened on Friday or Saturday night. But they were going to put it on the internet. They put it on their website. And guess what happened to their website?
Boshk! DDoS.
It fucking broke. No. Nope. Not DDoS. Just so many people wanted to know about the update that it broke the goddamn website.
You got a plan for that shit?
Uh-huh. They crashed it. Hours later, it still wasn't working. Hours after that, the website, like, the picture was up, but the image that was on the picture said, like, image placeholder underscore dot JPEG. Like,
right.
God damn it.
This is fucking broken.
Anyway, so it came out today or tomorrow, sometime soon.
I imagine there's significant changes.
Oh, let me read them for you. To start, new HUD.
HUD new.
Totally different way that the game is going to look now. Second, there's a new pregame. The pregame before has always been like choosing your hero, or if you're doing captain's mode, it's basically one person on the team is a captain and gets to draft the team and ban some players that the other team cannot use. If
gotcha.
You ever watched a MOBA, like a serious MOBA in the pro gaming thing, this is what every MOBA
consistent
does.
Element.
Yep. It's a consistent element there.
Yep.
Now every hero has a talent tree. So while you're playing the game, you can level up certain things in the talent tree. Once you start leveling up one branch of the tree, though, the other branch that originally you cuts off.
Oh, shit.
So you have to keep following. That branch will then branch off further into other ones.
It's fucking making some choices, man.
Yeah, dog. Shit. Tell me about it. So basically, if you learn to play with a certain character before, now guess what? You're relearning how to play that character all fucking over again because now it has a talent tree.
I would imagine that there are some of the same skills and things like within that talent tree, but now it's going to limit you to not have like ridiculous things.
From what I've been led to believe, though, those skills are still there, plus the talent tree.
That's
now, too.
Fucking great.
It's just, it sounds kind of confusing, but whatever.
No, it's a MOBA.
Yeah, it's a MOBA. You know. So the map... I say the map because, like, League of Legends has multiple maps. Smite has multiple maps. Dota has only ever had
one
single map, which makes it my favorite because you only gotta learn one fucking map.
Yeah, like, that's
it's awesome.
Even playing field, like, everybody knows one map.
Where's Roshan? I can point to where fucking Roshan is. Yeah. It's right, like, dead center of the map almost. Maybe a little bit to the right.
I'll say, though, and with my experience with League of Legends, even though maybe the skin of the map for, in a lot of cases, is different, it's the same map.
Yep.
Like, there's a top, there's a middle, there's a bottom.
You got it.
Do it.
There's a new hero.
And there's a jungle.
It's a new hero. His name is Monkey King.
Racist.
Monkey King looks like a king of monkeys. It's pretty cool.
Wearing a crown.
He looks like the old-fashioned Journey to the West.
I will show you.
Journey to the East.
But aside from the Monkey King, the HUD, the pregame, and the tree, skill trees... And little map changes.
That's it?
There were some other, like, little subtle changes from what I could see, but nothing substantial. Nothing that would, like, do that. Anything.
Has it not seen any kind of updates? So, like, no bug fixes, nothing over the last 11 years? Or no, like...
Oh, it's seen a lot of bug fixes and stability improvements, balancing stuff. Because it's a MOBA. You got to balance
right,
the
you
balance
shit out
the shit
of it. Yeah.
But, this start now, or this change as far as... adding this new character and changing the skill trees and adding these other elements to the game. It basically requires players to relearn things that they already knew how to play.
Sure.
Relearn a game that they have spent hours in. I think my brother's put in over 800 hours into Dota 2. Crazy. I can pull up Steam right now and find out, but I have better things to do. Like tell you guys about the news. I clicked the wrong button on Google. There we go. It's also means that Valve has to start working on balance changes again, because obviously we have this new character, you need to balance that out. The skill trees are going to require some balancing, so it's going to be a lot of little subtle under the hood improvements in the next few weeks. Definitely.
Butterfly in the sky.
Quickly going to show you guys the Monkey King, because he's a king of monkeys. Hello, a Monkey King.
Hello? Jesus Christ.
Hello, I'm the Monkey King. I have a staff, because I'm the staff man with the king monkey. Hello, Monkey what's up? King. How are you?
Imagine Planet of the Apes, but not. With a crown.
Close up in his face. Hello, I king of monkeys.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
He's a Monkey King.
He's a Monkey King.
Makes sense.
But yeah, that's Monkey King. I already talked about Call of Duty. Now
what else?
That is. Xbox and PlayStation 4 are getting a $50 cut for the holidays because, you know, Sony and Microsoft cannot fucking stop doing that. Yeah, we put out a Black Friday deal. It was great. Then people stopped buying our consoles, so we dropped the price again.
Please buy it.
Did it last year? Doing it this year.
Please buy it. Please buy it. Please.
Last but not least, I told Rob this. Scott, you might find this interesting. You probably won't, though. EVE Online recently had its biggest battle ever. 5,700 players were attacking and battling. Took down a Keep Star.
Connor, what's a Keep Star?
A Keep Star is more or less a fucking Death Star.
Shit. All right.
It is 106, I think it said it was 160
billion
kilometer tall structure in space with a super weapon on it for specifically attacking carrier ships.
Big old fucking ships.
Oh, big old ships. Cost billions of dollars to maintain and own this thing. And this was the first fully functional one that's been taken down in the game ever. Now, apparently the faction that owned this thing, too, started bailing like 3 days before it actually exploded because they could see that things were going wrong and they were like, let's get the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah.
They tried to be like, yeah, well, you know what we did? We started killing people on the team that, you know, were in other systems when we bailed the system. But you guys still blew up our Keepstar, so whatever.
Thanks.
The EVE CCP said that it was the biggest battle ever with 5,700 players like all in it. I guess it's neat to see that they're still able to do these kind of massive battles and have all these people come together, even right? after removing that whole illegal gambling ring and kind of pulling all that money out of the economy temporarily.
I think at the end of the day, like it made it, you know, even for the people that probably benefited from it and weren't banned in any kind of way.
Yeah.
But I think that it probably just evened the playing field, you know? It made it a little, like, it didn't necessarily deter people, but it brought things a little back to normal.
And I'm sure people who are heavily gamblers, too, like, don't play the game anymore because they can't anymore. So I'm sure that did also even some things out, too, there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I got for news, unless either of you have anything that I've missed.
No.
Nope. Cool. Not really.
Well, you can find us on the internet in many places. On Twitter, that is at TBExplicitADV. On Facebook and Instagram, it's just turn-based explicit adventure. Rob so awesomely mentioned our email earlier, turnbasedexplicitadventure@gmail.com.
Pixar didn't happen.
Don't forget, Pixar didn't happen. That lady's clothes needs to be blown.
It's for science.
It's for science, damn it. She blinded me with science. Again, our artwork, you can find the artist at Apocalypse Kitty on the Facebooks. You can find our music done by Echo Craft on any of the places that you can find him, but easiest place to find him is probably going to be like Instagram or something like that, and then links everywhere else from there. But he's just Echo Craft, EchoKraft. I'm Connor. You can find me at ConnorVor, ConnorVor3 on many different things. Twitter, Instagram, Xbox. You can find me Connor Carnivore at, Sony on the PlayStations. I'm going to plug my Twitch right now because I might start using it a little bit. That's just Connor the Carnivore. So twitch.tv/ConnorTheCarnivore.
Got a little logo going. I'm pretty excited for it to be finished.
Yeah, I'm stoked for it.
Really excited. You done?
Yep.
Cool. That's where you can find me on the internet. No, I'm just kidding. Chief Whitebeard.
You're right, Rob. The internet is garbage.
Chief Whitebeard. Instagram, Xbox Live, yeah, that's it.
Go find me. You'll find me there in places.
Go find me. Yeah. You'll find me.
You'll find me. Remember, pictures didn't happen. Remember, if my voice is what made her clothes come off, I need to know. It's very important. Scott?
At SchwartzS and Spike31589. That's where I is.
That's where he lives. That's where he lives most of the times.
So, most Irvit.
Most Irvit. So, thanks for tuning in to us this week. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Please contact us on the webs. We want to hear from you. We want to interact with you. We want to do stuff. But yeah, we'll catch you guys next week. We'll take a week off after that because it's going to be the day after Christmas and I'm going to be working fucking all day probably.
Yeah. So
I'm not going to want to do much of anything.
No.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway.
I was going to say, and by the way, fuck you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't forget that.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. So I haven't really ever liked Gawker. I'm not going to change, but this is a headline, right?
Don't change.
We must build a New York City somewhere warm.
What the?
The first line.
That's so good.
This nation has a very fundamental problem. Its best city, New York City, exists in a northern latitude so extreme that it's a frigid subarctic wasteland for half the year.
There's two things
wrong with that sentence.
Not half the year, you big
one,
pussy.
You're maintaining that New York is the best city? I'm not saying Boston's the best city, but I've been to plenty of cities that are better than New York, in my opinion.
I don't know, though, because New York City, having lived there for such a long time, it's such an awesome place.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about New York.
It's not a bad city. I mean, no. I hate New York in general, but
okay, no. Fair enough.
But it's not a bad city.
It's a fantastic place to live. I will also say this. I disagree with that article in this way. New York is really kind of mild winter-wise until February. February shows up like a cunt, and she's usually full of snow or really fucking cold.
Yeah.
Well,
but otherwise, it's pretty mild.
Well, it's the same thing that you get when you're in Chicago. All the buildings are super tall, so it just creates a giant wind tunnel for the thing.
And everybody knows not to fucking go to the seaport anytime between November and ever.
November.